The ODI series starts tomorrow morning. All three matches are being played here in the Cape Town metropole. I don't know if Paarl would agree to be called part of the Cape Town metropole. That's where the first two games are. Neil Manthorpe joins us now. Hello, Neil.
Hello, John.
Neither you nor I, nor just about anybody who professes to have a keen interest in cricket, predicted the series victory in the Test arena. How much does that carry over, or not at all, into the ODI series?
Oh, it was interesting, actually. That was the first question that Themba Bavuma was asked this afternoon after practice was cancelled because of the rain. And he said, no, momentum is a real thing. We started gaining some at the Wanderers. When we came back, we continued it at Newlands, and we hope to carry that on. I mean, it's hard to define, isn't it? But and there's so much change in personnel these days. But you know, there are a couple who play in both the Test and the ODI teams, and Bavuma being one of them. So I'll take his word for it. There's some cricketers who'll be playing tomorrow who haven't played for a long time, so it's quite difficult to infectiously gather other players' momentum. But as I said, I'll take his word for it.
There is a gap. I mean, one of the reasons why you and I and many other people thought that the Indians might and probably would triumph in the Test series is because there is an obvious gap in quality between the Indian team and the South African team. Would you say that there's the same gap of quality, or the gap is narrower, or the gap is larger when it comes to the 50-over game?
Wider, yeah. You know, it's just because of the number of games and the depth that the Indian players have, you know, they've got a squad of 19, and you look through all of them, and, you know, because we've seen all in the IPL, you know they're all sort of proven match winners and exotically talented cricketers. But, I mean, if you were to put your finger on one thing that got South Africa through, apart from the fantastic returns of Marco Jansen in the Test series and Rabada, I mean, Rabada and Gidi and Jansen took 54 out of 60 wickets, so massive, massive skill. But it was the Gees, wasn't it? It was just that drive and that determination, which is a fabulous, fabulous thing. I have to say that it's in spite of executive leadership rather than because of it. And perhaps the same thing will happen. They need to play with a certain amount of fearlessness. There was fearlessness in the selection of the Test squad, with Jansen batting at seven, playing five frontline bowlers. Again, Bavuma confirmed that Quinton de Kock is back. He said he's not aware of any physical or mental problems. He's been training. He's delighted to be back. He'll open with Yanaman Malan, who was one of the ICC's nominees for ODI Player of the Year. He had a phenomenal year last year, and Bavuma will bat at three. The question is, do they go in with a sixth bowling option? I strongly suspect we'll see Dwayne Pretorius batting at six and Wayne Parnell at number seven, which will give them six frontline bowling options and some depth as well. George Linder's just been retained as a third spinning option, so we could see a couple of spinners play.
So I was wondering about that Gees aspect, because there's no doubt that was one of the most, if not the most significant factor in that Test series win. And I wondered whether you can get the same return on that in 50 overs as opposed to over potentially 5 days. Does it play less of a role in the ODI game than it does in the Test arena?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I know this will sound a bit facetious, but, you know, the Test match is 5 days, as you say. The one day is a one day, so I reckon it counts for about a fifth. It just does, you know. The bowlers have only got 10 overs, and if they're having a bad day, then, you know, the damage is limited. Whereas if you're a bowler in a Test match, there's nowhere to hide. Your overs don't run out. If the team's still batting, you've still got to dig deep and keep going until you've got 10 wickets. So it does count for less. There's no question about that. The one thing that counts in India's favour is that this series is not part of the qualifying tournament, the Super League, the World Cup Super League qualifying tournament. South Africa's fixtures against India in India, which were postponed, oh, 2 years ago, wasn't it? Almost 2 years ago. They're the fixture list. That's the, so you play three series away and three at home, your nominated series to qualify for the World Cup. So that, to me, means that India will play with I think, complete abandon. You know, they won't be concerned about winning points. Not that they should be anyway. I mean, I don't think they'll have a problem qualifying for the World Cup. But I think there'll be a certain amount of frustration from players like KL Rahul, who will be captaining the team, frustration about the Test series. And it'll be really interesting to see how Virat Kohli goes in his first series for India since he gave up the captaincy.
Neil Manthorpe, thank you very, very, very much indeed. Hope for the best and expect the worst.